Lesson 44. What's in the papers?
A. Television violence is only acceptable to viewers if it is fair and justified, according to research published by Leeds University yesterday. The study found there was remarkable agreement about which television violence was serious and which was not. Even a group of pensioners agreed that a violent scene in the well-known film Pulp Fiction was tolerable because the dialogue and situation made it funny. Some people said they found the bad language in the film more offensive than the violence. Viewers were asked to comment on scenes from cartoons like Tom and Jerry, films like Pulp Fiction, TV drama series like Channel 4's Brookside, and news items about wars. Researchers concluded that viewers made a distinction between violence with a purpose and unjustified violence. Phil Hardin, the BBC's editorial controller, said, "Now we will be able to make better decisions about what we show or what we don't show." Sarah Thane, director of programmes at ITV, said, "The report gives interesting information about attitudes to screen violence, but it doesn't mean that we can increase the amount of violence seen on television."
B. More than 30 pensioners on their way to see Oklahoma at the Queen's Theatre in Barnstable had an amazing escape after their coach left the road and crashed into a ditch. The accident, which took place at Monchard Road on the A377 near Crediton, is now under investigation by the police and the Department of Transport. Pensioners from the BT and Post Office Veterans Association were travelling on a 34-seater coach hired from Turner's Tours of Cholmondeley near South Malton when the bus went 20 yards off the road and turned over. Investigating police officer PC Peter Dockery said, "It's quite amazing that no one was badly hurt." He praised the bravery of the pensioners, who were helped out of the windows of the overturned bus by firemen. He said, "There was no panic at all. The pensioners showed what you could call a blitz spirit." According to a spokesperson for Turner's Tours in Cholmondeley, the company had given the coach a mechanical inspection only 3 weeks before the accident. She said, "This was a very unfortunate incident, and we are sorry for everyone involved."
C. Mum, Lillian Derbyshire, is going to see her four daughters again after a 31-year holiday. Shonda, now 38, Shelley, 37, Sherry, 36, and Sharin, 34, went on holiday to America with Lillian's ex-husband and never came back. Sherry put an advert in a local paper asking her mother to contact her. Now, Lillian of West Gorton, Manchester, is making the 3,000-mile journey to California for a reunion. "I can't stop crying with happiness," she said.